The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. Patsy Sanders, I'm so excited for this conversation because we've been talking about having you on the podcast for at least over a year when I first met you in Speakers Theater. So here we are.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So for the audience, Patsy Sanders is an international image style coach and master hairstylist and speaker, and she's known as the Total Transformation Specialist. So I'm so excited to talk to you because, as we briefly talked about before I hit record, so many women and men, of course, but we'll probably mainly focus on women today. Their confidence is wrapped up in their appearance. And, you know, we're all programmed dress for success and, you know, all of those little anecdotes we hear and everything. So before we get into that conversation, how did you get here? How did you get to where you are today to be able to bring your expertise to women all over the world?
Well, it's very interesting because maybe 18 years now ago, my husband worked at a lumber company and they sold it. And so he lost his job and we decided to move closer to our daughter, which is about an hour above San Francisco, because they were having the first grandbaby and I wanted to be by that. So we decided to sell and move, and I weighed 250 pounds. I was pretty miserable, but I'd had, you know, four salons, was on an international hair design team. I didn't think I'd have any trouble getting a job. And I figured, we can meet new friends. It'll be exciting being in the city. Well, it wasn't. It was hard to get a job. And I think the part that really fascinated me the most was this. When I would apply for a job, I always dressed nice. I always looked good. Even at my size, nobody knew I'd be that size. I felt prejudiced. Like they looked at me and smiled. But, you know, people do judge us. They do. And my husband was old and he was a phenomenal worker. So we had experienced prejudice at our old age, not even understand that. And I just thought, God, I don't know what to do. I died it off on my life. Now what? And I met somebody who introduced me to a 12-step program for food. So I go to the meeting and find out that I'm not just an overeater. I'm a food addict. I love flour and sugar. And, you know, like that's my go-to thing to deal with life. And I went from a size 20-22 to a 6-8 in 7 months. Whoa. I have kept almost all of it off for almost 15 years because I stay active in the program. I know that, you know, I don't want to go down that other lane. I never want to be that woman again. But in the 12-step program, you know, you learn to deal with all the past hurts and resentments and all that stuff. And you kind of go on this journey. And in a year, I was a different person inside and out. So I had my own inner outer transformation. Well, I used to be an apple shape, really round in the center and everything. Now I had a waist and I didn't know how to dress that chick. So I got a job and I started getting clients. But a lot of my new clients were from my program. right? Because we got to be authentic and real and be ourselves. And so one of the ladies and her husband came to me, and she was a speaker trainer. And she said to me, Patsy, I'm doing a training this weekend, and I have my image stylist coming. Would you come and do the hair? I said, sure, I'd love to. Well, I had my colors done in the 80s. I was a winter. I knew I could wear black and jewel tones. I had purple highlights on my hair, and it was really dark brown. And so I go, and she'd say, okay, Patsy, each of the elements, air, fire, water, and earth, have a shape from head to toe. And so I want you to do this. Give them an A-line, give her a bang, do layers here. So I did that. She was fascinated how awesome that was. And my friend says to me, hey, Patsy, Bobby will color type you in the elements as a thank you. I said, no, I look good. I don't need that. She said, really, Patsy? You know what? You've been complaining a lot to me lately that things aren't going so well. Wonder if what you're wearing is stopping people from working with you. Well, I knew I could be open to possibilities and vulnerable, or I could keep struggling. And I was struggling trying to build a new business. Fine, I did it mostly to make her happy. So I said, I just don't want to be one of those fires. Well, she color typed me and I was a fire, and I was not happy. I was sitting there like this. She said, Patsy, let me explain what's different about today. She said, in the old days, they taught us what colors to wear and what season to buy. We all looked nice. We knew how to dress nice. It was great. But today, people want to be more themselves. They want to be authentic, you know, who they really are, right? And she said, this is more about, you know, helping you align with your natural gifts, natural character traits, and your physical features that align with the fabrics and textures. And if you could just see how beautiful you look in this beauty, in this color. And I thought, beautiful. I started crying. I thought, what is the matter with me? She said, let's do this. Let's go shopping at a consignment store, which we love to take people to first, and buy a few new tops. And if people don't treat you differently, you don't have to do this. You can do the other thing. I said, fine. So we did. And every time I wear one of those tops to work, my clients go, wow, Patsy, you look great today. Wow, Patsy, you look pretty today. And then about a week later, the owner of the salon came up to me. She goes, Patsy, what are you doing different lately? You look amazing. Now, I still had purple highlights in my hair. I said, I changed my tops. She said, well, whatever it is, it's good. I thought, oh my gosh, what if I added that into my beauty business? Because down in the city, there's a salon in every corner. Starting over to build a business, this was not easy, but right. Nobody was doing adding the image styling to their hair business. Now I can do a total makeover. So I started getting trained by the owner. She got very ill. I managed her business for 2 years where we, you know, would make these fabric fans and, you know, and then 6.5 years ago, she sold me the business. I think God's funny. I didn't even want to be color type. Now I own the business. But what happened was this, I became my friend, the speaker trainer's image stylist. And so we started working together. So I was fascinated how she helped them get a, you know, soul talk that sells from stage, right? From the inside out. And I dressed the outside in. And together we just did this magic. And what I saw was men and women getting on stage, looking amazing, but more confident than they've ever been, and rocking it and making lots of money. I thought, wow, this is fascinating. So when I had a chance to buy the business, I thought, really? Buy the business? I realized, and after managing it for a couple of years, it really needed to be updated. It wasn't great. So I was able to organize, you know, style guide booklets. And then a couple of years ago, I created these half bands to teach people how to do their wardrobe, how to shop, besides getting their own personalized custom fabric fan. And then the style guide teaches you how to use it. So that's what I do. And so I thought that was fascinating. Like, and I got him and put together a training program. So now I train other people that have the gift of adding that. Like, I have coaches that like to use it, and store owners. And it just is fascinating that my business has just changed so dramatically when I stepped into it. Then I manifested a makeover studio. I thought, if I could do everything in one place, it'd be great. So I did. And I people come in, I could color type them, do their hair, do their makeup. And then my clients started giving me their nice, gently used clothes. And I had a section where I could sell those to the right clients. And I added accessories. It was so much fun for 2 years. Then COVID closed me down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, really, God, now what do I do? Well, everybody started getting online, doing the Hollywood Squares of networking. And I noticed how people had no idea that what they were wearing was not good. Guys wearing old t-shirt, people hadn't got their hair done. Like they kind of just kind of checked out of life, right? But I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is our new office. Would you go to your job looking like that? No. So I thought, I need to help people. So one day I get this download from God, wonder if I do this virtually. Huh. So I put together a style kit and I was in this coaching program and she had some friends that wanted to try it out. So lady in Oregon, lady in Texas. And then one of my coaching friends had 4 or 5 friends. They live quite a ways away. Her friends wanted to have it done. So I sent the style kit to her and she held the fabrics up to everybody and put the lip colors on, do the blush. And I could color type every single person online when the lighting was great. This is fantastic. Now I have clients in Canada and Paris and Portugal and South America and the UK. Like I said, yes to possibilities. You know, like I can't tell you how happy it makes me that I was willing to take that step of like, okay, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but might as well give it a shot, right? And so I think about how people's and how, especially women, I realize I work with men too, but probably 95% of my clients are women because we have this multi-level lifestyle where we have to dress different ways. And what I helped people do with, you know, getting into their own personal specific element personally, I like working one-on-one or in groups because we don't just go on stage. We're not just on Zoom. We still have a life. We travel, we have casual clothes, we have, you know, whatever. And so when you go into your closet, you need a little bit of everything to be ready for what brings the day, right? So the part that's most fascinating, and I think this is my funnest story to share. When I first started, you know, okay, I'm going to embrace my essence. I started, you know, adding a few things to my wardrobe. And then my friend Susan said, listen, I'm doing a training with, you know, one of the other stylists. Will you come and help in the back of the room? I said, sure. So I found a beautiful Alfani peach colored top. I'll show you what color it looks like. Give you an idea of visual kind of this peach in here and a duster that matched it. I thought, oh my gosh, what does that mean if I wear a flesh tone? So it says, oh, this is closer to your natural skin tone and allows other access to your purity in your heart, conveying openness, deep connection, intimacy, trust, and safety. Well, I thought, well, I want people to feel safe and trust me, you know, walk up and say, hey, where's the restroom or where do I sit? Or here's your book, you know? So I thought, okay, I'm going to test this out. So my other stylist friend come in and she goes, Patsy, you look luscious today. I said, I do. She said, yes. I wore that same outfit to a network event about 3 weeks later. And a lady I had met once came up and she goes, Patsy, you look radiant tonight. I said, thank you. Neither time had I said a word. So then I started, oh, this is what they mean about the energetics of color. Color's magical. If you think about it, we don't make a decision without thinking about the color. We don't buy a car or furniture or paint a room or bedspread. Like so much of our life is influenced by color, but it's more subconscious. We don't think, oh, I have to go buy a purple dress unless you want a purple dress. But do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you?
Totally. I mean, yeah. I mean, everything you're saying is just makes so much sense. So I love that story. And thank you for sharing because I just love how, like you said, you know, you're getting these downloads and you ask and the answer is given, right? It's as simple as that. So yeah. I love that. Yeah. So can you just explain a little bit about the different elements? Can you just walk us through those briefly, just a high level, and what they each represent?
Okay. So I'll do this with my scarves because this is what was most fascinating to me. I feel like it's a show and tell kind of a thing. And then I'll explain why. So this is black. And so I wore black all the time. And What black is a very intense, dense color, and there's only one element that can wear this successfully. But if you look here, I kind of have a floating head. You see black, and then you see my head, right? So that's what I wore, right? And so that's the earth. And so I'll show you this. This is that kind of color palette. It's very pure tone, icy. And the character trait, each one has character traits, is the editor. They're the person that sits back, kind of takes everything in, and can bring things to completion. Like we have all four of the character traits in us, but each one has a core. And when we color type, people find out, what is your core? So that's one. And then here's this beautiful dusty rose color, right? I'll try and see if I can do this. But when you see this on me close, I look tired. It kind of drains my color, right? In the right lighting, you'll see it doesn't look that good. Well, that color is in the watercolor palette. And the watercolor palette has gray added to it, right? And the character trait for the water, and it has a bunch of energetic words on the back, but it's the person that loves the process, order, and detail. That's their natural character trait. And that makes them happy to do that. Then there's this beautiful coral color, which is so much fun, right? And this isn't bad, but it's pretty bright. And you kind of see the color first, then you see me. Can you see that?
Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure.
So the coral is about an air, that bright spring colors. And their character trait is the visionary. That person has all these great ideas and stuff. And so, you know, that is really fun. Then here is a muted purple. Can you see that you see me and the color? This is more of a deep tone that I would wear speaking, right?
Okay.
So that works really well. Well, I found that as I worked with clients, there were some colors that we called universal. But anyway, here's the fire color palette. It's all the warm, spicy, rich, muted tones of fall. And the character trait of a fire is a goer, go-getter. You know, like they're a mover and shaker. They get stuff done, move things forward. So when Barbara told me that was my natural character trait, I understood that was me. That's when I agreed to go shopping. When she understood that, you know, we are such complex beings, right? There's so many amazing gifts that we have as people. And a lot of us have developed most of those in our lives. But when you know what your core element is, that's your color palette. So what I discovered as I'm working with clients is, oh my gosh, we use all four of those character traits in our business. Visionary. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm going to buy the business. What am I going to do with it? Oh, I need to change the book. I need like all these ideas. Then I realized, oh crap, I have to have a website. I have to do content. Like I need a water. I need somebody. I don't like doing that stuff. Then I had to go practice my talk. Like I get my talk together, but then I had to go do it. See if it worked, see if it didn't. And then I did this one program and it worked pretty good for a couple months and then it stopped working. So then I had to do my earth side, the editor, and think, what didn't work here? What was missing? So I find that, you know, we use those character traits in our life for different reasons. But what I found that when I work with people that have their primary gift, I can go to them and get their help. Like I have an earth, again, that can take my two paragraphs and put it in three sentences, and it says everything I need to say. So I realized that when we can honor each other's gifts, and be in that environment. Like when you get all four of the element people working together, I'm going to tell you magic happens in the room. I've never seen anything so powerful. And that's what my speaker trainer developed. And when we have these events, like everybody grows and expands who they are. And it's just, the entrepreneurial life is a journey. We don't learn everything in one piece. But what I realized is that working with me is really a foundation piece of your business, because here you can get your brand colors from here. And what I realized is that when your image and your brand align, it's the heart of your business. Right. And that's where the confidence comes on. So now today, it isn't our logo or our tagline. It's here. Like people connect with you first. And if this is what fascinated me. People make an assessment today about you in the first 3 to 5 seconds they see you, and 50% on what you're wearing, according to Harvard Business School.
And I that's believe true. It. Oh, yeah.
We all do it, right? But we don't.
Especially women.
Oh, yeah. Well, back of your mind kind of a thing. So yeah. Why not make it easy? Why not have a wardrobe that is fantastic and you walk out of that bedroom and you can take on the world? Because when you feel confident and you're the most attractive you can be as yourself, whatever your size or age or whatever, who you are, when you have those that wardrobe that aligns with who you want to be and the energy you want to bring to the room, you know, that's where the magic happens. That takes out of the guesswork, right? So
yeah,
I find it interesting that each one of the elements, colors, like, and on the back, it tells you what they're for. Foundation colors are like your basic build your wardrobe. But if you're a speaker on stage, you want to wear a power color, which is a foundation, and you want it to be solid. So people are looking at you. Like today, you have that beautiful, like, it looks like a periwinkle blue color on.
Yeah.
You look amazing. That is the dynamic. Like, you wear that in a network room, people are going to notice you and they're going to remember you. And so that's what my copper shirt is, right? But maybe your work is heart work. Maybe you work one-on-one with people going through trauma. You'd want to wear a tranquil. You'd want to make it easy for people to connect with you. So I teach you how to use every strip in your color palette to bring the energy you want for the room and the day. So there's your confidence. Like, you don't have to have as many clothes, right? I made up a saying. My quote is this: fashion is a look. It's not an age. It's not a size. It's not a price tag. And it's not a name brand. It's who you're being and what you're wearing. More confident, more attractive, more beautiful from the inside out. Feeling that. Feeling like, this is my best self. And I love, this is who I'm being today.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I think that's the gift of being so confident in who you're being and what you're wearing. It's not even the outfit. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's really like, oh, I'm accepting me. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I never want to be that 250-pound lady, but I love working with that people that are have a fuller figure because I get them. I know what it feels like to walk into that store and can't find a dang thing to wear.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So back to the elements. How does one learn which element they are? Is that something that just comes from you or like, how do you figure that out?
They would have a session with me, you know, virtually. Okay. I put together when they enroll with one of my programs, I've, you know, a couple of different programs that they could choose to do. One, I could work personally with you for 6 months and give you that impact wardrobe, free wardrobe. Like, I work with you, I shop for you online, I do a lot of stuff with you. Then there's other things I do too. But it starts out, once you enroll, I send you a reveal style kit, and we do your color typing online. Then we have a style session about who are you? What are your gifts? I love using human design. I mean, I'm not real totally trained in it, but the impact, when you know what your element is, your human design, it really helps in how you make decisions. So when I know what your human design is, I know how to take you shopping. I know how to talk to you and work with you in a way that is comfortable for you, right? And then, you know, so there's other things. Then we can do your closet online together. We can do it on the Zoom. You know, I take you shopping. I send you links. I know I have 60,000 stores I have access to. I know the right stores. I know what you're looking for, because when we do your closet review, we make a shopping list, right? So we know what we're looking for. You know what you're looking for when you go shopping, and I know what to add into your wardrobe. So there's lots of caveats to it. Like, it's a lot of fun being a girl.
Okay, so
we're gowns.
I need to back up a second, because I know this is something that is so would be so valuable to so many women and men, but women especially. How do you do a closet update virtually? Can you walk through that process? Because that's something I'm interested in.
Well, what I do is, once we color type you, you'll get this set of four half bands, and I'm going to teach you how to use them before you get your cloth band, because it takes a few days for you to get that. But I teach you how to use these and kind of editing. You're going to pre-edit your closet, right? And you're going to take all the things that are in your, pretty much your color palette, you're going to put that in a section. Then you're going to have a section that's going to be, you're not sure, Then you, oh yeah, I can't wear black anymore. I guess all the black go back here. So I send you a little thing about here's how you start, right? Then we kind of walk through and we look at what you have and we think about, okay, what do you, and part of the process is, what do you do in the next 3 to 6 months? Where are you going in your business? What wardrobe do we need to build? What are the basic things? And usually I start with the tops. We shop for tops or jackets or whatever, and I help you decide what it is you need that you don't have now. So we shop your closet first. You might have a lot of things, right, that work really well. I had one gal that was, we did her, and half her closet was an air, and the other half was earth. Well, they tend to wear each other's color because they're brighter colors. So then I had her just style her hair different and put the right lipstick on. And she called me one day, she goes, Patsy, she goes, I just went to a network event. And she said, this lady came up to me. She goes, I love how you look. What do you do? And she told her she was into marketing and did human design. And she said, yeah, I want to work with you. I love your look. And the lady standing behind her says, hey, can I have a card? I like your look too. She goes, how does that work, Patsy? I said, it's really the magic of color. It's hard to describe. People don't understand until you actually experience it. When you walk into a store and somebody goes, oh, you look nice today. Or somebody notices you. I had one client that I did. She had this amazing wardrobe. She wanted to pare her 500-piece wardrobe down to 100 because she was moving to Hawaii. And she dressed to the nines. She's 5'10", fuller size, and she only buys Eileen Fisher and high-end stuff. So once we color typed her, she started working on that. And her friends were watching her. And one of her best friends, she goes, I don't know what you're doing lately, but damn, you look good. What is it? So it makes me laugh because when your friends notice you look better than they do, it should be fun, right?
So well, here's the thing. Yeah, right. When people are complimenting you, then you know you're doing something right. But here's the thing. And we all know this to be true. You put on, just think about a time when you put on that outfit and you look in the mirror and you're like, that looks amazing. You walk out the door, you're standing up taller, your chin is up high, and you walk in the room and everybody's looking at you because you look like $1 million. And there's no better way to increase your confidence. You know, Absolutely. You could be having the worst day ever. And if you go in, put some makeup on, fix your hair and get dressed up, you're going to shift your mood. For sure.
You're absolutely right. That's what happened. Yeah. That's what happens. And I think we all want it. But this is the biggest problem. Getting women to understand that if you will invest in yourself and get your impact wardrobe, when you dressed for success in a way that you're comfortable being yourself. I'm not the stylist that takes you out and helps you buy the latest wardrobe. I help you find out who you are. And what is your color palette that makes you look the most beautiful? That you're light, you know, like when I color type people and I see the right color on them, it's like their eyes light up and their skin clears out. And it looks like I put lipstick on and I haven't even got that far yet. And I see their beauty. I see their beauty in every person I work with because I know it's just hidden. I was hiding in plain sight wearing black. My girlfriend that was a speaker trainer, she was dressing to the nines and hiding. Nobody could connect with her until she worked with her image stylist that said, wear this little blue knit lacy dress. She goes, seriously? You want me to wear that? Okay, fine. She wears that dress to the next event they go to. And people come up and go, I think I want to work with you. And then this guy hires her and she had a $10,000 client that day. And wow. All she did was change her wardrobe. Like, it doesn't have to be hard.
Well, there's an energy to everything. Right.
Yes.
Let's have that conversation because there's an energy to everything.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you said something that I wanted to circle back to. Now I'm trying to remember what it was because you're just saying so many amazing things. It's
I'm
okay.
I'm so excited. I can't help it.
Well, I think the gist of it is that, you know, we all need something to help us pick up. And oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. You were talking about the just how there's the colors, and see, and I lost it again. Okay, whew. So what happens when I because I'm one of those. I'm a manifestor generator, and I'm also a visionary. I love that you talk
about. Oh, there you go.
And so my mind is always coming up with ideas and this and that. And so when I'm having a conversation, it's like, oh, I want to come back to that. Oh, I want to come back to that. And then I just forget. I'm like, ah, that was so great.
Well, as a fire, you know, I do this. And that's why it was so fascinating to me was when I chose to wear that peach color flesh tone to the event, it was never something I would have bought. I only bought it because I found it. And it was beautiful and it fit me perfect. And it was the right neckline because each one has a shape. And then when I wore it and somebody said I looked luscious, who gets that?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought, oh my gosh, they see me. And I don't have to go, you know, shop from the rooftops.
Yeah. Every woman deserves- I hear you. Absolutely. Okay. I remembered what it was. So I'm one of those people that I will look in and I love getting catalogs in the mail. And we don't get that many anymore, but I love flipping through the pages of a catalog and I'll see this, you know, they're doing their job because I see this beautiful model in this gorgeous outfit. I'm like, ooh, I want that. I'll buy the entire outfit. It'll come in the mail. I put it on and I'm like, oh, this looks awful on me. So
yeah.
So I'm guessing that part of what you do is to help people also know the styles, because what I find is what styles are out there, like the ruffles. I don't like a lot of ruffles. I don't like the ruffles around my arms. I don't like ruffles around my waist. You know,
well, they brought the boho look out and only the person that likes the boho look is going to buy that. So that's the difference. We do talk about, we do develop, once you know what your element is, then we start, what is your unique style? We build from there. And, right. You know, used to be, we didn't have as much to select from. Now we have more styles that are resonant with us. And I think that you're right. And we dress your body type. Just because you like the outfit and it's cute in the catalog, is it gonna look good on your body type? How tall are you? How short are you? Like, you know, are your broader shoulders? Are your narrow hips? Or are you, you know, do you have a darling little waist? Like, there's different tricks to the trade, come to say, you know, about let's make this easy. That's why when I shop for you and send you links, I know exactly it's gonna look great. Whether you're gonna give it a shot or not, it's up to you. But I give you the guidance to be able to go. That's why I love coaching people to do this. It is like, it's fun. Because if you order it and you don't like it, you can send it back. I love ordering stuff from Macy's because you just take it back to the store. Like, you don't have to ship it. And then there are a lot of companies online that put together outfits. Sometimes it's really good. And there are a couple of them I really like. And they let you pick out the colors. But a lot of them ignore your colors and they send you whatever the seasonal style is. That doesn't work for my people.
Doesn't work for everybody. No.
Yeah. So you're right. We address what is your style, and some people don't really know, or we get to up level it. That's why I started doing these girls getaway shopping weekends, because when you go shopping in person, that's when the magic happens. And that's what happened the first time I spoke at Jenny and Kimberly's retreat when they did that. The speaker retreat, and these people were on stage 6 times, right? And so I got to do my talk. And what I did was got to share this recording. I do a PowerPoint presentation to show you what I do. And then people signed up and they came a day early. We color typed everyone in the morning, grabbed lunch, and we went shopping all afternoon. There was 5 of us in the dressing room. And Macy's was having a big sale. So we picked out some stuff and then I went out and scanned some more, brought some back in. And so I said to Ginny, she ended up being a water. And I said, oh, you should put this dress on. She goes, hell no, I'm not going to put that. I said, look, it's free to try on clothes, right? This is on sale for $20. You can't afford not to get it if it looks great, but try it on. She put it on and everybody goes, oh, it looks good. She goes, crap, I do look good in this. So sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you don't know you're going to look good in that, you know?
You're absolutely right. There was only one time that I worked with a stylist, and Nordstrom has that service. If you have a Nordstrom near you, they have that service. And I talked to the guy. We actually never even spoke. We were texting back and forth. I sent him a picture of me. I gave him my size, my height, you know, all those things. I showed up and I went into this huge dressing room and there was 14 different outfits hung up. And I put on things. There were some I liked, some I didn't. some of them were like, okay, I'm not spending $2,000 on this suit. You know, that's way, you know, way out, because it was to speak on stage. Yeah. It was just for a one day speaking event. And the outfit that I chose was one that I never in a million years would have picked out.
Yes.
And it was gorgeous. And this blouse was one that I thought, nope, there's no way I would have picked it out. And it's one of my favorite blouses I've ever purchased. So you just never know.
Really, yeah. Well, you can save appointments at Macy's in order to some of these stores, nicer stores. Yeah. And you leave them your fan, or you take a picture of your fan and you say, I wore these colors. These are the only things I will try on. They will go from that. Now they can do it because you can, you know, text them or do whatever. But that's why I encourage a lot of my clients, first thing to do is go to a consignment store. People go through their closet and get rid of stuff all the time. But you have a chance to try on some new things without investing a lot of money. But yet you'll be surprised at the cool things you'll find, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really fun. That's why I love it because take people shopping, you find stuff that you would never find in 100 years. And when you come out of the dressing room, I'm just going, oh, my God, you need to buy that. Then you know you look good and without even thinking about it. Or somebody will say, it doesn't look good at me. You try it on and it looks better on you than it did them. There's something magical that happens when you get together with a bunch of girls and it's just for fun. You get to be a girl and you're not judged by the girls with you. And that's what I bring when I do these girls getaway weekends. It's like everybody's on the same page. We just want to look great and we're here to help each other have fun in the process and laugh our heads off.
I love it. Patsy, this has been such an amazing conversation. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience before we finish up?
Well, I would love to have a chance to connect with people. And if they want to just chat with me about where they're at and what, you know, what, how I might serve them, they can go to my webpage, embracingyouressence.com, embracingyouressence.com, and click on Let's Connect. Then it'll take you to a page, you fill on some questionnaires so I learn a little about you. Then we have a conversation and we see where you're at and, you know, where are you going in your business? What are you doing? And I'm actually working with a young man that's starting to build his business and he wants to be a speaker and he's kind of confused about his style. So it's occasionally I do men because I love speaking in groups of people and working with the stylists and stuff. But, you know, it's worth a conversation, right? Just to say, this is where I'm at. And how can I serve you the best?
I love it. Well, your website will be in the show notes as well. So if anybody would like to learn more about Patsy Sanders, please visit her website. This has been amazing. And I think it's such, I know I'm going to be talking to you after I press the stop recording button. So I love it. All right, Patsy, thank you so much for joining me and best of luck.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special. Exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals, all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com, and it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.